country music. And overseas, I guess it's more over there now, the old country and over there than it is the pop stuff.
Could we go back even before Monroe Brothers and find a source of this music? Or where did it...
Well, you know, you take Grand Ole Opry in 25. If you listen to New Orleans, WLW down there, plays a lot of the old stuff. Jimmie Rodgers and all that. You listen to that. That Jimmie Rodgers is the beginning of the country music.
But his style was so different.
Yeah, no.
So different.
All right, now bluegrass is when it took Jimmie Rodgers' style and put it to Bill Monroe. Took all of his songs, like Neil Skinner Blues, B-Roll Number 2, B-Roll. So he's changed. And they don't sound like Jimmie Rodgers no more than if he never knew him. But yet,
See,
he's got that style now. But that's the whole thing. And there's nothing wrong with this progressive stuff and that. If they don't get so far out on a limb, you don't know what you play.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They don't leave the principle of the... of the beginning of the music, you still add to or take away or do this or that. You want to keep it, you know, you keep the, now some of the stuff, you can't say like that there you hear now, like Kenny Rogers and all them, that ain't country no more. All right, Rick Skaggs, they say he's bluegrass, but he's not.
Uh-huh.
He's got a bluegrass voice, but he's got a country band.
Did you hear Phil and Arthur Smith play?
I knew it.
I understand he did something which was, what they call it, open notes playing, or is that what the word is?
He worked with us back before the war.
Is that right? When was that?
38, 39. Well, not me, but my brother's now.
I'll be darned.
In fact, him and Curly, that's where Curly got a lot of his fiddling.
At that time, he had... gone away from, he was one of the late 20s, he was in the, on the Opry and everything, he was strictly doing fiddling.
Yeah, you know? Worked with Delmore Brothers.
And then it took him a while,
Kurt McGee.
That's right, as Dixieliners.
Yeah.
And it took him a while to get away from using the fiddle as just the lead instrument. But then he started blending in.
Well,
that's why he stopped working with the Delmore Brothers, because he couldn't blend in.
Well, he worked better with Sam Kurt McGee style. Then he went to the movies with Jimmy Wakeley.
Jimmy Wakeley?
Yeah, Arthur Smith worked in many movies in California.
I've got it written down, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you where they were or what dates. Or
I don't know the dates, but it was in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
Because I saw the pictures of Jimmy Wakeley and Arthur Smith was in them.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Arthur has stayed with us down at home, our family home.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Ray and him used to fiddle together. Curly.
Well, there's so much to this. I appreciate your time.